Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Robert Cray on the blues guitar there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grant LaBeouf. Grant is the author of Digital Selling, founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. Is that the website, Grant?
Stickymarketing.com is the website.
.com, yeah, so check it out. And they can find your book there, can't they?
Yeah, they can purchase. Yeah, all the books are there, so they can go through, and that takes them through to an e-commerce, and they can purchase the books for sure.
There you go. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. The book is called Digital Selling. Hey, Grant. Before we get back into the getting our customers reconnecting to our customers, you're in London, England, and I haven't had a report from anyone in your region. On how things are going during the pandemic. Can you give us just a quick report on where you've been and where you guys are right now?
Yeah, so we locked down a little bit later than most of Europe. So it was coming into kind of the second week of March. And pretty much for about 8-9 weeks, most people have been having to stay at home or in apartments or wherever, apart from allow a bit of exercise or to go shopping or deliver food to the more vulnerable in the community, but that was all. We're coming out of that now. It's starting to ease up, but we've had it bad. We're up to over 40,000 deaths.
Wow!
And bear in mind, we're five times smaller.
40,000 deaths in the UK.
Yeah,
that's a lot for your population, isn't it?
Yeah, so that would be the equivalent. That'd be a U.S. equivalent of 200,000.
Wow!
So
yeah,
we've had it bad, it's taken its toll on a lot of people and a lot of businesses. Thankfully, we're starting to come out of it now. But you know, we're not out of the woods yet, so we'll see. Hopefully, things will start to return to some sort of normalcy.
How long do you think it'll be before in England obviously, people are going to talk about this. This is going to be something people will remember the rest of their lives. But do you think that the marketplace, the Main Street marketplace, will be back to in some kind of regular in 3 months, 6 months? What do you think over there?
Yeah, so I think, assuming everything goes to plan, and as we come out of this, you know, we don't have a second wave and all the other things people are talking about, I think sort of September, October, we'll start to see things get back to normal in the main. But obviously there are aspects of life that are going to take longer than that. For give you an example, live sporting events. You know, you're not going to have 60, 70,000 people in a stadium, I don't think, for a long time.
Maybe
they're
so.
Playing. They're starting the Premier League soccer again on June 15th it starts. You know, that's all going to be behind closed doors.
Soccer in England, folks, is like putting basketball, football, and baseball all together, and all those nutcase fans all together. That's just soccer in England. Hey, Grant, thank you for that good report. Let's get back to our customers. What is the first? We talked in the previous segment about reaching out and asking your customers, talk to them, let them know. I mean, I'm getting emails from people who are saying, you know, when you come in our store, this is what you can expect. We're sensitive to this. We want to make sure everybody's healthy. You know, people like seeing that. What's the next thing to do? Is it too early to contact them and say, hey, guys, we're still in business. You're still buying stuff. Can we sell you something? When can we do that?
So it's a really good question. I think you can do it already, but I'm going to caveat that with something that's really important. You know, in any business, and everybody knows this, but you've just got to remember the lesson. In any business, you've got to look at the world through your customer's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to ask yourself, what's the big concerns to my customers right now? What matters to them right now? What are the challenges they're having right now? What are their concerns and worries and hopes and dreams? And then, can you react to that? So if you're going to go back to customers and remind them that you're in business, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, we all need to get back to normal. We all need to earn a living. We've all got families to support. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's just try and make ourselves customer-centric. Let's make ourselves sensitive to our customers' world. And let's go back to them with some an offer or a message or something that's going to be relevant for them right now. And that means just getting an idea of what's going through our customers' minds right now and how do we react to that in a way that's pertinent to them. So I think you can go back, but just be sensitive and just make sure you understand the reality your customers are living right now.
Right. There's no question about it. And I will tell you, weeks and weeks ago, we were telling people on the show here, Grant, that you have to start talking to your customers now. You have to stay in touch with them. You have to know, don't sell them anything right now, unless you can. It's something that they need right now. Don't talk to them about what they want. Talk to them about what they need. Talk to them now. Check on them. Hey, you guys okay? Et cetera, et cetera. But if you didn't ghost them 2 months ago, they won't ghost you now. Otherwise, they're going to say, "Who are you? Where were you 3 months ago?" What do you think, Grant? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think you're very, very right. And just one other thing I would say about coming back to your customers is I would say to everybody, just revisit your segmentation because you've got groups of customers now that you might not have segmented separately, but there might be older customers that are still scared to go out because they're in a vulnerable group, or customers with particular illnesses that are scared to go out because they're in a vulnerable group.
Very.
Maybe you can segment your marketplace differently and offer them something else. You know?
Very important point. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, stickymarketing.com is the website. The book is called Digital Selling. Grant, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from England. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.